This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Tuesday, March 15th, 2022. Public Health Officer Dr. Allison Berry and Department of Emergency Management Director Willie Bentz both spoke with the Board of County Commissioners yesterday and answered questions. Dr. Berry said that overall things are good, yet we are still losing 1,200 Americans every day to COVID-19. In Jefferson County, the current two-week case rate is 189 per 100,000. Total case count, 3,120 since the pandemic began. Two are hospitalized. There have been 28 deaths due to COVID in Jefferson County since the pandemic began. In Clallam County, the current case rate is 132 per 100,000. Total number of cases, 10,875. Three people are currently hospitalized, and there have been 105 deaths in Clallam County since the pandemic began. We are now in the moderate risk category, and although the mask mandates have been lifted, until we get to the low category, it is still recommended that we continue to mask indoors when ventilation is poor, or if we don't know the vaccination status of all the people around us. When one mitigation is ended, there is a human tendency to do away with all mitigations, Dr. Berry said, and throw caution to the wind. We can expect to see a small spike in cases a few weeks from now because of this, but we can reduce the severity of it and prevent another real surge if we continue with the other mitigations, which include testing, ventilation, distance, and contact tracing when cases are reported. She said the health department will be working closely with local schools to protect children who are now the least vaccinated group. There will be a slow reduction in mask wearing, possibly, testing, contact tracing, and an emphasis on adequate ventilation. Willie Bentz pointed out that this is a good time for people who have been working on vaccine and testing clinics to take a well-deserved rest. He also said that the Department of Emergency Management is also working on organizing volunteers for the next thing, which could be another surge or earthquake preparedness and response. He also lauded the legion of volunteers who have helped during this pandemic. Of course, you can listen to Dr. Berry and Willie Bentz's full remarks on our website, kptz.org. The Quilcene School District is continuing to plan for building a new school. Steve Murakami, Vice President of Design and Construction for OAC, a Seattle-based design and construction management firm, sketched out possible floor plans in a meeting with district leaders and school staff and asked for ideas on what a new school would look like. The story was on the front page of the PT Leader this past week. That meeting is part of a greater outreach effort by the district as it tries again to get voters' support for Proposition 1, a 25-year bond proposal that funds construction of a new grade school building, a new career and technical education building, and to improve athletic facilities at the Quilcene campus. The referendum last month fell just short of a 60% approval by 5 votes. Voters will get another chance to vote on the $12.3 million bond proposal in April. Jefferson Healthcare is participating in a medical assistant apprentice program. This on-the-job training program is part of a multi-prong approach supporting career opportunities for Jefferson County residents. The 18-month work-study program is a combination of online classes and hands-on training at Jefferson Healthcare. Each apprentice will have a coach to guide them through the program and prepare the apprentice to sit for the MA-C certification exam at the end of the program. The training program will begin with a statewide cohort kickoff event on Thursday, April 14th, and training begins Monday, April 18th. No experience is necessary for applicants over the age of 18 with a high school diploma or equivalent and who are eligible to work in the U.S. Apprentices will be interviewed for their willingness to learn, ability to work well with others, and customer service skills. Jefferson Healthcare will cover the $3,750 tuition costs through return in service in exchange for staying in the MAC role for 2 years. The paid position will be 40 hours a week and eligible for benefits. The deadline to apply through an online job portal on the Jefferson Healthcare website is tomorrow, March 16th. Go to jeffersonhealthcare.org for more information. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.